with Hidden Edges Radio, where we take on the human condition, what it means to survive it, and how to navigate hidden edges, some that are sharp, others that are blunt, and all that goes with that. And this includes how we treat each other and ourselves, particularly as to what it means to live authentically and with inclusivity towards others. Remember, the goal with this show is to bridge the gap between us and them. I am a unifier, not a divider. Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, all those folks on MSNBC, they've got my back on advocacy, and thank God you do, but I'm here to talk about unifying us as a community and as a country. And as I always remind, remember this voice, this darn voice, the one that I'm stuck with. So you are listening to one of the few transgender radio hosts in the world. I'm a transgender woman. Yes, while I sound like a man, I can assure you I really, really do look like a woman. So just Google me and you'll find my picture probably just about everywhere. But the show is not about me. Nope, not at all. And even though I'm transgender, we are really focused on humans in general, of whom transgender people are a small part. And we are just here to cover the landscape as it relates to the human condition and our interactions with each other. I'm always giving long introductions. We have a great show today. A woman named Barb Greenberg, who is going to come and talk about facing a moment of truth and how she transformed her life, retooled it in a way that she's now operating an endeavor to help other women retool their lives as it relates to divorce or facing other moments of truth. So we'll get to her in a second. But let me start with my usual reminders. I know you're getting bored about this, but I'm going to do it. So remember, reminder number one, I am no one special. Nope. Everyone listening right now is a survivor of the human condition, and that is all that I am as well. It's just that my survivorship is far more public because of this darn voice. Second reminder, there's no such thing as a human owner's manual. Nope, we don't have that big book we can go consult when we get confronted by situations we didn't anticipate or we don't understand or the huge surprises that we get in our life. Nope. All that we can do is feel our way, what I call read tea leaves. And more importantly than that, what it means is we have to rely on each other because we've got to have each other's backs in this very, very complicated world. Woo. Okay, I've said all of that. All right, now we are here with Barb Greenberg. Barb, welcome to Hidden Edges Radio. We are thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thanks for putting up with my very long introduction. But I just feel compelled to always say that at the start of every show.
It was wonderful. I loved it.
And Barb, you are the founder of an organization called Rediscovering You for women who are going through divorce or other major life changes. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
All right. And in addition to that, you're also the author of two books. One, After the Ball, A Woman's Tale of Reclaiming Happily Ever After, as well as a second book, Hope Grew Round Me. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely right.
Well, thanks. Congratulations on writing books. I think that those are wonderful. I'm also an author, so way to go.
Thank you.
But Barb, you know, I've heard about you by reputation, and we've gotten to talk to each other a little bit. I just want to tell you that you inspire me because you are a human who just, and I identify with this, who, you know, rebranded herself, who just really changed her life in a way that was very significant. And what I wanted to do is maybe to start out with getting to know you a little bit. And you had shared with me before the show that you're the daughter of some Jewish immigrants, right?
Yes, my mother's parents were immigrants.
Okay. So, and you grew up in what town?
St. Paul.
All right. So tell me about, and are we in the 50s and late 50s, early 60s?
Yes, I graduated high school at 60. I just had my 50th high school reunion.
Okay, congratulations.
So it's been a while.
Okay. So tell us, I mean, what, start the story for us and get us, you know, I want to sort of lay the foundation. That's what lawyers do.
Okay. Well, my mother's parents both came from Russia, very poor, didn't know the language very well, I remember my mother saying she got shoes that were too big and her mother would put newspaper in the toes so she could grow into them. And my mother, I always wondered why she was so worried about how things looked and how we behaved and, you know, the outside surface of everything. And I realized looking back is growing up a daughter of immigrants where you wanted to fit in desperately, and then being Jewish during World War II in a city that was very, had a lot of anti-Semitism, she was just trying to protect herself and protect us. And it just, it came through. I felt it very strongly.
You know, and as I was preparing for the show, I was really struck by how grouping and labeling of the humans actually has a legacy. It's not just as we contemporaneously experience it, but it's also that legacy carries on to our offspring and to their offspring as well. And so you had described yourself as a good girl growing up in the 60s. What does that mean?
Oh, I was so boring. I missed Woodstock. I missed everything. I was taught to be very nice, so I was very nice. I didn't know I could get angry, which that took me a while to find out. In high school, our first high school reunion, a friend said she would go with me, and if I stood against the wall, everyone would remember who I was. I didn't want to make waves. I kept my mouth shut. I gave away pieces of myself so that people would accept me and love me. And it's a hard way to live. I didn't realize I was walking on eggshells all my life.
And then you met someone, a nice Jewish boy.
Nice Jewish boy.
Who is going to be a lawyer.
Oh, perfect. My folks were so happy.
Okay. And then eventually you married, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit, you're not married now.
Right.
And the marriage lasted how many years?
33 years.
All right. And so tell me, what happened with your identity as you began to be and then continued to be the spouse of someone?
I slowly disappeared. And, you know, you don't realize it when it's happening. I'm sure you've heard this before. If you put a frog in boiling water, it will jump out. But if you put a frog in lukewarm water and slowly turn up the heat, you'll have a boiled frog. And I was very close to that spot. I remember thinking, you know, walking down an aisle of Target that I was just going to poof, disappear. I'd be gone. Nobody would notice. I stopped having opinions of my own because I always felt they were wrong. I couldn't give anybody, I was in my 40s and somebody asked me what my favorite color was. I couldn't tell them. What if I told them the wrong thing? What if they didn't like my answer? What if I changed my mind? What if something terrible happened because I said I liked red? That made me so sad. I look back and I just feel so sad that I had almost totally disappeared.
And we don't need to dwell on it, but I'm going to assume that the person that you married was that person, that man, was he domineering in some ways?
He was exactly the person I had been raised to marry. He was an attorney, so you understand that. Very strong. You know, you are taught how to argue. You're not always taught how to listen real well.
And I'm assuming he was the decision maker in the household?
Very much, yeah.
All right. And so, but from the outside, so, you know, I'm assuming as a married couple, you had friends and socialized and things of that nature. From the outside, what would people, how do you think people viewed your marriage and viewed you in particular?
I'm sure they thought we had a great marriage. I thought we had a good marriage. I thought, well, you know, every marriage has ups and downs. This is fine. And you always give somebody the benefit of a doubt. It was a bad day. You had a bad, you know, something happened at work. You didn't mean it, whatever. And I'm sure from the outside people thought, oh, what a great marriage. And for me, you know, people who know me now asked me about what I was like then, and I said, you probably wouldn't have liked me. I never opened my mouth. Every once in a while, I would giggle so people knew I was there, but I was very shy, very shy.
Well, and I find that of great interest that you talk about before and after, you know, and we're going to get into the after with you, but this is not at all dissimilar to the way it is for transgender people who transition genders. Okay. You know, not that it's about Eli Krug here, but I'm quite often explaining to people that you would not have recognized, obviously you wouldn't have recognized me physically, but certainly you would not have recognized me emotionally when I presented as a man, because I was raised and you know, cultured to be this very aggressive, very deep voice, still have that going, human. And now where my kindness, I always had a kind heart, but it could never show. So I'm hearing some really, very significant similarities. How many children did you have out of your marriage?
Two fabulous daughters.
All right. And one of them had a very serious accident. Is that right?
Yes.
And after our break, I want to come back and I want to talk with you about, obviously, your daughter's very serious accident, your reaction to it, and how that turned out to be a catalyst for you personally, not only as a parent, but as, you know, as a human being as well. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We're talking here with Barb Greenberg about her story as a very dynamic woman who helps other women survive a divorce. You're listening to Ellen Krug as well. That'd be me, one of only a handful of transgender radio hosts in the world. And you're listening to me on Hidden Edges Radio on AM 950. If you like what you hear, visit my website at elliekrug.com. Sign up for my newsletter, The Ripple, or email me at hiddenedgesradio@gmail.com. We'll be back in a moment to talk further with Barb.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
I'm Roberta Fernandez, host of Minding Your Health. I talk with experts in traditional and alternative healthcare, covering issues like pain, stress, sleep, fears, weight, even parenting. Ordinary concerns that involve your mental and physical health and the quality of your life, and how hypnosis can be a complement to whatever we're discussing. Join me Saturday mornings here at 10 on AM 950, where you learn to take back control.
Listen to A Woman's Place every weekend on AM 950 Radio to learn about progressive issues from a woman's perspective. We'll hear insights from key leaders of our day and tackle the major issues, because all issues are women's issues. Listen every week to A Woman's Place for conversation that ignites change. Join us on Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. or podcast us anytime at am950radio.com.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns for 45 years. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country, with a diverse team of seasoned and thoroughly screened tax experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who's a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S tax. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
Thank you.
Welcome to AM 950 and Hidden Edges Radio, where we take on issues relative to surviving the human condition and talk about how we treat ourselves and each other. And let me just tell you, we have a fantastic guest here, Barb Greenberg, talking about the way that she treated herself at one point, and now we'll soon hear the way that she treats herself today. It is this is a fascinating interview about a human who found the courage and the grit to change, to transform her life. And Barb, before our break, you told us that you have two daughters, and one of those daughters unfortunately had a very bad accident. And I wonder if you could take us through that. What year was that that happened?
Sure. It was 1998.
Okay.
She had just graduated from college, and she and some friends, I don't even know if you can do this anymore, they got a cheap student ticket, or as long as you keep going one direction, you can use the same ticket. And they put on their backpacks, and off they went. And we were getting postcards and phone calls from Fiji and New Zealand. And, oh, my gosh, I didn't even want to drive from Golden Valley to downtown St. Paul, and here she was off in the world. And then we got that dreaded middle-of-the-night phone call from Australia that there had been a car accident. She was in a coma and on life support, and we better get there immediately.
Oh, my God.
And you can't, how fast can you get from Minneapolis to Australia? So the phone call came at 3. We were on a plane by 9, but the plane stops in L.A., and then you wait, and then it stops in Sydney, and then you wait, and then it finally got us to Brisbane. And the doctor said, when we had the consultation, he said there's a 30% chance she won't survive, a 30% chance she'll survive with severe brain damage, and a 30% chance she'll survive with varying degrees of brain damage. And he didn't say anything about surviving at all.
About recovery.
Recovery.
Oh.
And my heart just sank, and I remember vividly digging a hole like a trench in my heart, and I was pulling all that information down there with me, and I thought, I'm going to fight for you from my heart. From down in there, we're going to fight. And I even on the plane, I remember talking to her, and I said, if you need to leave, I will release you with blessings, and if you need to stay and fight, if you choose to stay and fight, I'll fight with you. The answer was she was staying, and she stayed, and she's a miracle. Yeah.
So take us to how that accident transformed you.
Oh boy, so many things. I remember in the hospital one day thinking the world is a much more dangerous place than I ever imagined. And then on top of it, there are more miracles here also than I ever would have thought. I remember walking up a steep hill from the hospital to the little hotel we were staying at all by myself in this hot, windy day. And all that was left of me was that core, that core that you have. All of us do, and I think all of us have that hill that we're climbing sometimes, just trying to take one step at a time up this hill.
Right, one foot in front of the other.
Yes, and nothing, you don't notice anything else except you're focused on, can I take that next step? I started noticing odd behavior by my husband. I thought it was stress-related, and as my daughter healed, I thought, if she's fighting so hard to reclaim her life, I'd better do the same thing. And I slowly, kind of kicking and screaming, that I realized that I needed to leave the marriage.
Wow. Wow. And now, by this time of your daughter's accident, you had also not only just, for some period of time, you'd been a stay-at-home mom, but you were also very successful in other endeavors. I mean, you were involved with Mary Kay, is that right?
Yes, and for a shy person, earning a pink Cadillac was kind of fun.
I bet it was.
Considering I really couldn't sell anything because I was too shy, but I found myself in a world of really wonderful women who wanted to support other women and help them build self-esteem and self-confidence and build businesses. And make their dreams come true. And I loved that part. I loved that part.
And you had done this, though, before your daughter's accident.
Yes, yes.
All right. And you had told me that you had accumulated a network of 100 different Mary Kay representatives.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were pretty big in Mary Kay.
It was kind of fun. Okay. Yeah, it was. I think anytime you have your own business, whatever it is, you learn a lot about yourself.
Well, and I'm intrigued that with that success, you know, on with Mary Kay, that you would still think that it was time because your daughter's accident had caused you to rethink your life. And so can you explain that a little bit further?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think what happened with Mary Kay, you know, if you blow your nose, they applaud you and tell you you're terrific. So, you know, I was
Sounds like kindergarten these days.
Yeah, it was great. So slowly, you know, people were telling me I was good. People were encouraging me. People were saying you're fabulous. People were, and I thought, and at first, you know, when you're not used to it, you don't believe it. You're like, you're kind of playing a game with me. But it was a world where I could grow and blossom and gain self-esteem and gain self-confidence. And I think because of that, then when I had the courage and a little more substance of me, that when I made the decision to end the marriage, I could do it. I don't think I could have done it without that experience.
So that built the foundation for you.
Yes.
Well, and you know, as I talked at the beginning of the show about how we have to have each other's back in order to survive this darn human condition, it sounds like to me that you found people who are willing to have your back through, who would have thought, but Mary Kay.
I know. I was very surprised.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
And so then I assume it took you some time to end your marriage.
Yes.
How many years?
It was, my daughter's accident was in the fall of 1998, and I think the divorce was final. Isn't that nice? I can't remember exactly the date. It's a good sign. 2002. So
okay.
It was 4 years. It took a while for it to percolate up and realize that I needed to do something.
But all change is incremental for us humans, all significant change. I mean, sometimes it's very traumatic, but, you know, we need to get used to ideas. And I'm, you know, reminded again here, bringing in Ellie Krug, but I'm reminded that it took me a long time to transition genders. And, we just have to adjust. And so along the way, you found some things about yourself. And one of the things that you did is that you started this business called Rediscover You. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when we come back from our break, I'm going to want to really hear about that and hear about how you launched that and where it is right now and how you're helping other women with changing their lives. It's not easy, is it?
No.
It's not. But it's really important that we have people who help lead the way, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so, and we're trying to do that here with this radio show, trying to help people find their way. So, for those of you at home, you've been listening to Ellen Krug, one of only a few transgender radio hosts in the world. I hope you like what you're hearing. If you do, please email me at elliekrug.com or that's my website, or email me at Hidden Edges Radio. We'll be back in a moment to talk to Barb Greenberg. Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Tom Hartman here. Even though I live in D.C., I've used Minnesota's own Pure Berkey water filter for years. They're simply the best way to purify your water. Pure Berkey produces cleaner, better-tasting water than anything else in the market, and they've got the lab test to back it up. Louise and I love our Pure Berkey water and really love not lugging bottles around or constantly fussing with filter changes. Pure Berkey is a giving company. Your purchase gets pure water to kids who don't have access to clean water. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Learn more at pureberkey.com.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns for 45 years. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of seasoned and thoroughly screened tax experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who's a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S tax. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
If you're over 50 and concerned about any of the following, stay tuned for an exclusive free bottle offer. Are you concerned about your heart health? Are you interested in healthy brain function? What about joint comfort and energy? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, we want to send you a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus now with CoQ10. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil in one tiny pill. And this little pill delivers big health benefits to your heart, your joints, your arteries, and brain. And with CoQ10, you'll enjoy extra energy too. Best of all, you can get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 today. Just pay for shipping, call right now, and request your free bottle. Dial 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. Again, call now. 1-800-647-1579.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Peter Lee. Cloudy, rainy today with highs in the lower 40s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A cloudy night tonight with lows in the mid-30s, decreasing clouds on Monday with highs around 50 and then partly cloudy on Tuesday. The EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Cafe Latte, a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Desserts available whole or by the slice on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. More information at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Welcome back to AM 950 and Hidden Edges Radio. You've got Ellie Krug here, your sort of esteemed host. I've been talking with Barb Greenberg, who is very esteemed and who I absolutely admire for her ability to change life course in a way that was not easy. So Barb, before we broke, you had talked about your daughter's accident, how it was, I'd like to use moment of truth as a word, but perhaps you have another word, watershed moment, and caused you to rethink your life, and then eventually caused you to decide that you needed to leave your marriage. And so I want to, and then you founded this organization called Rediscovering You, right?
Right.
Okay. I want to just talk, what kind of tools did you use for you to rediscover you? I mean, before you could help other people, you had to figure out how to help yourself. So what were the tools?
Oh, you know, it's such a good question because you take them for granted after a while. You go, what did I do? What did I do? Well, there's some very simple things. Sometimes I just sat a lot on the sofa. I couldn't move. And I think that helped me not get physically sick, listening to my body if I needed to sit still. Somebody said, follow the energy. I had no idea what they were talking about. She said, if you need to sit, sit. If you need feel like you can go for a walk, go for a walk. If you feel like you need to hit a pillow, hit a pillow. So I started to do that. I started to journal, which helped me reconnect to my intuition and that inner voice that I had silenced for so many years. I'm
a big proponent of journaling, by the way. I think that it's a heck of a lot cheaper than a therapist, isn't it?
It really is. And what happened, even writing my books, I would make connections. You know, you write something and you go, oh, and then you look at something else and go, oh, and you make these connections I think you wouldn't have made otherwise.
Right. And when you journaled, were you handwriting or were you typing?
I need to handwrite.
Yeah. There's something about the granular process of handwriting. Yes. And I interrupted you.
What other tools?
What
other tools? I eat boxes of macaroni and cheese, which I would not recommend. That's not a good thing to do. I had a wonderful therapist. I had some very close friends. Some friends disappear. You know, when you make these big changes, you're not who they're used to, and they get very uncomfortable. And so they think you're contagious in some way, and they back away.
Right. But do you think that sometimes they back away because they're afraid that if they see another human living authentically, that they're worried that it may trigger something within themselves and cause them to start wondering about life?
That's a very good point. I think so. I used to think it was surface, that they wanted to choose sides, or they, you know, were uncomfortable with me, but that's very possibly why they were uncomfortable, because, oh, she's paying attention to herself. And then what do we do with her? I think it makes people very uncomfortable. Some people.
Sure.
Other people just gravitate to you. And so you get this wonderful group of people around you who are all authentic. What's better than that? That's what a gift.
And you had people that had your back.
Yes.
And how important that is, of course. And so did this get you thinking about maybe a way that you could help other women?
Yes. What happened was it's a long, you know, they're always windy journeys. But a friend of mine, we had lunch, and at the end of lunch, she, as a throwaway line, she said, well, I think you should write a book about your daughter's accident. I think your book, there's a lot of things in your story that could help a lot of people. Have you ever written anything? I said, no, but okay, I'll do that. And it was very interesting because the restaurant we were in, I noticed walking out, had been my grandfather's store when I was a little girl, and it had been redone into a restaurant.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it felt like an extra, like, you better do this, Barb. So I started writing something I never thought I would do, and I was in my 50s then, and I thought, I really like this. I really like to write. And I was great about it until the book got published. And I thought, oh, no, people are going to read this. Now what's going to happen? But the book.
This was the first book after the ball?
The first book, Hope Grew Round Me, about my daughter's accident. No, that's okay. And so the books, and then during the divorce, I read wrote After the Ball about Cinderella and Snow White later, because I knew something else must have happened. But the books led me to do some workshops, and the workshops turned into a monthly dinner with a guest speaker, and the monthly dinner with the guest speaker turned into Rediscovering You, where we have university style. We have weekly classes, a different speaker every week. We don't have dinner, but we have chocolate on the table, chocolate and a box of Kleenex. That's all you need. And we also do, you know, a happy hour once in a while, so women can go have a glass of wine or a Diet Coke and enjoy each other's company when you're single all of a sudden and you don't know what to do. So it was quite a winding journey. Mm-hmm. And I really had tried to go back to my other career, and a voice said, you're not supposed to do that anymore. But I didn't realize what I was supposed to do. And I trusted when people appeared and said, do this, do this, do this. And I followed that.
Well, you know, we all ripple to each other in a variety of ways. And I think that the key is being open. And what you're talking about here is opening your mind, opening your heart to what life may bring. I've got to assume that when you were married, you know, when you were that other person, you weren't open to those things. Maybe fearful?
Very fearful. And I didn't realize how afraid I was, how much fear I was living in, till I got out of the situation.
Yeah. And fear just controls us in such, so many different ways, doesn't it? And you know, I sound like I've, you know, that I've got the corner covered on fear. I don't. I mean, I have my fears. Trust me. I'll have them. I had them right before this show started. But I think that what is most important is that we label fear. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's hard to do for many people. You know, we're feeling this stuff. Yes, it's afraid. We're afraid, but we don't label it. And I think the key to getting at least started is understanding, oh, the fear has shown up in my life. This is fear. What is this really? You know, I can't control this situation. I should probably recognize that type of thing.
That's really true, because I think if you don't label it, it comes out sideways as something. You yell at the clerk at the grocery store or something, it comes out sideways.
Right.
And if you stuff it, then you can get really sick. And there's a wonderful book about fear called, what is it? When Things Fall Apart. When Things Fall Apart. And she says, fear is a chance to practice courage. I read that. I went, swell, I'm not interested. But it is. And then you realize it's not a nasty emotion. It's just you're changing. It's just a sign that you're changing. It's okay.
Right. But many of us are not very good with change, as we know.
I've seen people get very upset when they move the cereal to a different aisle in the grocery store. They have a come apart. So change is can be a challenge.
Yeah, and I'm a creature of habit. So, you know, that probably would be troubling for me, although I would get over it, I'm sure. So tell me about rediscovering you. I mean, where are you right now? Is it a established business? Does it have a website? And, you know, are you having, you know, regular classes? How many people do you serve on a regular basis?
Oh, yes, we started. I think I told you we started in September a few years ago, the same year I became eligible for Medicare. So I remember the date. We started in September. The following December, the Minnesota Women's Press named us as a change maker of the year, which was wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was thrilled. We do a fall, winter, spring session with different speakers every week, interrupt with a happy hour once in a while. Summer school, we do a lighter version. We have about 20 sponsors and advertisers who, this is a great target market for women who could use them as a resource. We just started an online community membership, so people wherever they are can get videos and articles and support, even if they can't get to a class. Right now, we hold our classes at the Ridgedale YMCA on Tuesday evenings. We just had a Valentine's Day party, which was a blast because that can be a very sad time for a lot of people. We're having car care for smart women, so no one will get taken advantage of by a mechanic anymore. So we balance the nuts and bolts, really, the attorney, the legal, the financial, the mortgage banker, realtors, right, things like that, with the heartfelt, healthy boundaries.
And are these all, for the most part, women that are attending your enterprise?
Yes, it's women. I love guys. They're wonderful. But the energy in the room changes if a man comes in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you're leaving a relationship that's been verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, physically abusive, or just, you know, so stressful you can't see straight, it gets really uncomfortable. So we just keep it all women.
And what age range?
It's very interesting. 30 to 65. Maybe.
Okay.
And some women have been married 10, 15 years. Some women have been married over 30 years. Wonderful. They really inspire me because it takes a lot of courage. You're talking about courage, a lot of fear, but it takes courage to come and try to find this group. We keep it so it feels safe and warm and comfortable and easy. So when people walk in, it's not a big group of women. There's anywhere between, 3 and 15. Cozy. It's so cozy. And so it feels really safe. So people relax. They become friends. They start mentoring each other. It's a really inspirational.
So Barb, in the minute that we have left, what advice would you give to the woman who's lost herself in her marriage or her long-term relationship? What would you say to her?
I would say trust yourself. Start to trust yourself again. That's huge, because I think you've forgotten to do that. I did. But just trust every step up that hill.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's just great advice. I mean, I think that all of us have gut pangs. You know, our gut tries to talk to us. I mean, I don't think that ever stops, but we get really good at ignoring what our gut has to say, don't you think?
Yes, we sure do.
You know, and I think part of life, finding our authenticity, because that's our authenticity that's in our gut that's trying to talk to us, yes?
Yes, and it's hard to hear over all the other racket, but it's there. It's waiting for you, going, pay attention, I'm still here.
Well, Barb, it's just been really fascinating talking with you. I want to tell you, you know, I am a transgender woman, but I'm a woman. I just want to say thank you for the work that you're doing for the community of women in the Twin Cities. And I really appreciate you coming. If folks want your book, are they available through your website?
They're available through our website, yes.
Okay. Well, that's just great. I really appreciate you being here. Thanks for sharing your story, and thanks for the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
Oh, you're welcome. So you've been listening to me speak with Barb Greenberg from Rediscovering You, who has come and shared what it means to change and pivot in life course. Thank you, Barb. When we come back, I'll share my weekly odds and ends and talk with you a little bit about what I've been doing as it relates to trying to make the world a better place. We'll talk to you in a second. Thank you.
Hi, friends. This is Nancy Nelson, and I want to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Ricardo Ortiz Cazarine, and he is the embodiment of the American dream. Ricardo came to Minnesota as a high school student from Mexico, unable to speak a word of English, and 2.5 decades later, he has built a very successful web design and marketing agency, Cazarine Interactive, with a philosophy and a service he calls Marketing Fusion. Business is built on a win-win with emphasis on personal connection. Happy people working together to create new levels of success. Cazarine specializes in designing websites for mid-sized businesses and has taken many from local to international markets. Cazarine provides branding development, marketing campaigns, online product sales strategies, taking your business to new levels of success. Log on to cazarine.com. cazarine.com.
Heirloom Kitchen and Bar is your every occasion restaurant, providing uncommonly good farmhouse cuisine in a neighborhood setting. Some of the current seasonal favorites include the sweet potato soup with goat cheese and pumpkin seed relish, as well as the roast chicken with baked potato puree and poultry juices. Plus, order something off of Heirloom's sustainable, organic, and biodynamic wine list. Heirloom Kitchen and Bar is located off of Marshall and Creighton Avenue and online at heirloomstpaul.com. Heirloom St. Paul. Food matters.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. 6 unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the 6 locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
I'm Roberta Fernandez, host of Minding Your Health. I talk with experts in traditional and alternative healthcare, covering issues like pain, stress, sleep, fears, weight, even parenting. Ordinary concerns that involve your mental and physical health and the quality of your life, and how hypnosis can be a complement to whatever we're discussing. Join me Saturday mornings here at 10 on AM 950, where you learn to take back control.
Welcome back to AM 950 and Hidden Edges Radio. This is Ellie Krug, your transgender, I have to say that because of the voice, transgender radio host. This is the segment Odds and Ends that I like to always pick up on things that are occurring in the world and talk with you a little bit, human to human, one of my very favorite phrases. And I want the, I've got a couple of things to hit you with, but the most important, as I alluded to before we took our break, was about trying to do good in the world. So many of you are very familiar with the very tragic death of Philando Castile that occurred last July in Falcon Heights. And one of the things that has been going on since then in Falcon Heights has been community reconciliation. There have been a series of community, quote-unquote, community conversations that have been facilitated by the State Mediation Service and a number of community volunteers. I am one of those volunteer facilitators for those community conversations, and I've had the privilege, and I think that that is absolutely the right word to use, the privilege to sit in Falcon Heights, once at a public school, once at a church, in conversation circles, which are created around the Dakota Lakota tradition of circle communication with a talking stick and everyone having their opportunity to have their say. And I'll tell you something, you know, I am a very, even though I'm transgender, I am a very privileged white person, and there is something that I think every privileged white person should do, which is sit and listen to a person of color talk about what it means to be of color. I guarantee you, you will learn something. And so I've done that now twice on two separate occasions. There's a community conversation coming up on April 3rd. That I won't be able to attend, but certainly you can find more about that by going to the Falcon Heights website for the city government, and you'll get the details about that. But let me tell you what I have learned through these conversations. I've learned that people are hurting. I have learned that for a long time, the view has been that the police do not protect, but that instead they're there to harass. And I know I just said something in a very broad brush, and please, I have great respect for peace officers, but I also have to share that there's a large segment of the community out there that doesn't feel safe. You know, and I listened to a 30-something black man say to me, you know, when I get in my car now, I wonder every time when I start the car whether it might be the last time I'll be doing that. And then I heard a late 50-something black man talk about safety. Personal safety was the phrase that he used. And he went on to relate that he is concerned not about his teenager, not about his adolescent son, but he is concerned about his 34-year-old son driving a car in a city. That fears him. Think about that. Just being afraid that your child will be in the wrong place in the wrong time with the wrong police officer and what that might produce. And again, this is about communicating, about sitting and listening and getting perspective and understanding the value of just being in a space and giving another human the opportunity to talk. You know, we learn things a great deal. We can learn things that way. My hat is off to Falcon Heights for undertaking this very hard work. I mean, the last session I was at a church. We had more than 100 people from the community speak. I think we had a dozen listening circles, communication talking circles. And so this is something that the community is embracing. Frankly, I recommend that every community do it. I do. And I think that every community should do it regularly. And what's coming out of this are suggestions about the, how the community can do better, about values. What are the values that the community has? What values should its government have? How should we carry out that? How can the government regain trust? What is the value of integrity and respect? All of those things. These are conversations that we should be having across the metro, frankly, across Minnesota. I'm being informed by this, and this is informing my work as a diversity and inclusion speaker. So, thank you, Falcon Heights. Thank you for listening to Humans. The other odd and end I wanted to talk about is we just spoke with Barb Greenberg about her being a writer and having a couple of books. You know, I've been doing this show, Hidden Edges Radio, now for about 2 months. I think in the course of that 2 months, I may have mentioned the fact that I wrote a book. Oh, I don't know, maybe once. And I think that that may have lasted about 15 seconds. I'm not a very good self-promoter or a very good marketer. I'm not. I should get better at it. But for those who don't know, yes, yours truly has written a book. The title of the book is Getting to Ellen, a memoir about love, honesty, and gender change. And at the beginning of March, so we're not that far away from that, the beginning of March, we had our fourth anniversary of our book launch. And I'm happy to say that the book continues to sell on Amazon and Kindle and Nook and iBooks, as well as whenever I speak, people want to buy the book. It's also available at Majors and Quinn in Uptown. And, you know, it is a book that took me 4 years to write. I had to unlearn writing as a lawyer because lawyers don't know how to write as humans. And I had to learn how to write as a human in order to get this book out. The one thing I continue to hear from people across the country who read my book, and I hear two things about it. One, Ellie, I thought I'd start the book and read it for an hour beginning at 6 on Sunday, and I'd pick it up, you know, later on in the week. And instead, I finished reading the book at 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't pull myself away from your book. It's a book about a journey, and I got caught up in it entirely. The other thing I hear about the book is thank you. Thank you for speaking for humans who don't have a voice. And it's really, the book is about living authentically, what it means to be an authentic human. Please, if you like the book, or if this interests you, go to Amazon and read the reviews. It's got 5 stars rating, 45 reviews or something like that. Please, and I have a standing offer that I'll meet with any book club that takes up my book in the Twin Cities. I'll come to your book club. So you've been listening to me drone on, Ellie Krug, one of the few transgender radio hosts in the world with Hidden Edges Radio on AM 950. If you enjoyed the show, email me at hiddenedgesradio@gmail.com. Let me know what topics you'd like covered. Visit my website at elliekrug.com. You can go, we're on podcasts. We've got all of this. Big thanks to my producer, Brett Johnson. You rock, Brett. I will be back next week with another big show. Take care.